So those 12 powers are really our divine abilities or our divine inheritance, if you want to call it that. There are 12 of them, which is nice because there's 12 months. What we need to be aware of when we're talking about powers is that we can really activate those in ourselves. We can use them, and we need to activate them so that we can use them when we're faced with challenges, when we're just dealing with everyday life that sometimes gets a little stressful. We can call up those individual powers and help get us through the situation. And as I say, at the end of the service, the kids will be up and they'll be able to share with us. So last month, Reverend Mike talked about faith, correct? Yes. You all remember what he said. This month, of course, it's February, so we'll talk about love. We all know what that is. You know, we know there's love and then there's love. But we each have our own definition of love, don't we? I mean, what we think it is to be loved or to love. It's the one word that is mentioned the most times in Scripture. So obviously it's fairly important. We talk about it. We sing about it. We pray it. You know, divine love moving in and through me blesses and multiplies. We affirm it. The big question is, if it's so important, how do we get more of it? Right? We all want to get more. We're acquisitive people. How can we get more love? We think we have to get love from someone or somewhere out there. Because when we're talking about getting, it's, you know, how do I get it here? And so often we give love so we can receive love, don't we? You know, I love you, you'll love me back, hopefully. Well, what that is conditional love. There's strings attached to that. Implicit in that kind of love is, I'll give you love as long as you love me and give love back, right? Yet, I'm here to tell you, love doesn't work that way. Love with a capital L doesn't work that way. We're talking true love. We're talking the divine power of love. True love is expressed not to be reciprocated, but to make us feel completely alive. Now, you may or may not have thought about it that way. True love is expressed not to be reciprocated, but to make us feel completely alive. I'll give you an example. Children do this. Have you ever watched a child when they're maybe unhappy or feeling unloved? They'll withdraw and maybe pick up a favorite stuffed animal and give it lots of hugs. In the hugging, in the loving, the child feels better. Why is that? Was it in the teddy bear? Was there something in that bear that loved the child back? Hardly. It's just a bunch of fabric, right, and stuffing. There's some thread and maybe some button eyes. Totally inanimate. But yet, some dynamic goes on there. That stuffed animal contains no love. Why is there love there? Because the child loves. The child has love in them. The child hugs and cuddles the animal because the child is love. It's essential to its very being. And it's being expressed. And it has a harmonizing and calming and unifying quality to it. And so the child, even though there's this inanimate stuffed animal here, they feel love. That's not coming from outside. That's coming totally from inside. And as adults, we can do that too. I won't ask for a show of hands of people who may have a favorite little stuffed animal sitting somewhere. I was thinking about my mom, bits and pieces of her story. She's 97 and she's been dealing with dementia for several years. And a while back, we got her a stuffed teddy bear. Not quite as big as that one there, but he's a good hug. Her world at this point is very small. She's not aware on a whole bunch of levels. She doesn't always remember many details at this point. You know, reasoning and logic don't work here with my mom. But if she gets irritable, or she gets anxious or frightened, if we give her her bear or her caregiver gives her her bear, she'll hold it. She'll put it on her lap and she talks to it. This inanimate, cuddly bear. So pretty soon, she's calmed. She's smiling. She's feeling loved and comforted. Where's the love coming from? How is that child feeling loved and comforted? How is this adult with dementia receiving love? Because it's not a situation of if I love you, you'll love me back. Maybe on an unconscious level it is. The love is coming from the child. The love is coming from my mom. The love is coming from inside us. That is our essence. That ability to love is already here, already inside. We're spiritual beings. As creations of God, we're whole and complete just as we are. I don't have to add anything to you. You don't have to add anything to me. We've got all of the talents and gifts and powers and abilities that we'll ever need to make it in life. Nothing needs to be added. Only released from us. And that's sometimes a little scary, a little difficult about releasing those powers inside. That divine power of love is already here. Right here, right now. We are already complete. Our job, our assignment, should we accept it, is to release that love into our world unconditionally. I was thinking about the song we started with, Shower the People You Love with Love. Well, it's more than showering the people we love. It's also showering those people that are maybe unlovable or those people that we don't love. So that song is okay as far as it goes, but there's more when we're talking about divine love. And so how do we do that? How do we release love? Simple, by loving, by expanding the love we have and expressing the love we have wherever we come in contact with the lack of love. And by doing that, we become more fully alive because love is the essence of us. We cannot be fully alive until we express the love that we have. And our tendency, I don't know about you, maybe I'm projecting, but under stress, under anxiety, under fear, whatever, I tend to withdraw and contract when in fact the very thing that gives me life and vitality and beauty and attractiveness is to expand and express the love. We don't have to receive it from others. As a matter of fact, we really don't need to receive it from others because there's no room. I mean, we've got everything we need. We're full up. All we can do is allow others' love for us to be a catalyst for us then to release the love that's already inside. Because that's all a relationship is. That's all a loving connection is. Just a catalyst to release what's already, all that good stuff inside. So the real question is not how do we get more? It's how can we express more of the love that we already have? In John, the Apostle John goes about defining God, which is undefinable. But John says God is love. So when we're expressing unconditional love, that's a divine activity. We're putting God into the world. Love can be felt for another, but again, we don't need an object for that love. Love, being love, and expressing love is an attitude when you think about it. That song, Love is a Decision We Make in an Interaction, in a Connection. To love or not to love the unlovable, to love the unforgivable. It's an attitude. Love is an attitude that determines how we relate to our world. Love is my decision. It's up to me to give of my heart. It's up to me to forgive. It's up to me to dance down that road in the loving, in that unconditional love. There is a lightness of being about us. There's a joy about us. Love doesn't need a focus. Love is an attitude which determines how we go through our world. It leads to an aliveness in us, not a contraction. It's an expansion. And it's not something we have to master. You don't have to go to school to learn how to love. We are love. We can strengthen that power of love in us by practicing making a decision to love in every circumstance. Ah, there's the rub. I got to do it all the time in every interaction. Ooh, oh no, not that. Easy. No, doable, absolutely. But we need to be conscious of what we're doing and why we're doing it. And like any type of exercise that we do, it does get easier with practice and becomes so automatic. We don't even think about it. I recently read, I thought, a beautiful statement about how highly developed our power of love is, how we can tell when we're doing things the way we should be doing it. And they said, our ability to love is indicated by our love of the least lovable person in our lives. Our ability to love is indicated by our love of the least lovable person in our lives. That doesn't mean you have to go to dinner with them. That just means you need to love and embrace and forgive. Our way shower Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. So it's that least person that needs to get the love. And the statement went on to say, the degree to which we let our love flow unconditionally in all directions, and that's the goal, is the only gauge of how we're letting God express in our lives. Oh, aren't you glad you came? But it seems really difficult at times. But when you think about it, it's really pretty simple. I want to close this talk today with a story. This just seems to be the frosting on the cake. I call this Nellie's story. And Nellie was someone who used to come here for a church and then moved out of the area. And she had been doing other things and decided to go to cosmetology school. And she was going to learn how to be a hairdresser. And when I saw her, she looked absolutely radiant. Not only did she look radiant, she had one heck of a haircut. I mean, she looked so sharp. So I'm kind of, you know, eyeballing her. You know how we women are when it comes to our hair. And I'm thinking, I wonder where she's working. Maybe she's working close by. Maybe that'll be a lot more convenient for me to go see her. So I said, what are you doing and where are you located? Being very, you know, casual about it. And she said, well, I need to tell you. She said, I'm not a very good hairdresser. I thought, what? She's telling me up front, I'm not a very good hairdresser. She said, I work at a senior living facility. And she said, I work with these beautiful ladies. And I'm thinking, I can just see her business card, you know, her name, her phone number, her email address. And with a title, I'm not a very good hairdresser. And she said, you know, I work with these lovely ladies. And she said, I'm okay as a hairdresser. But she said, when I'm through with them, she said, I love them to pieces. And when I'm through with them, they just know they are surrounded in love. So while they're in her care, and you know sometimes how older people can get, she just loves them to pieces. And that's her goal and mission and focus in life. Love radiates, love attracts, love heals, love harmonizes. Love is that inner light that enables us to see the good in all people all the time. And love is life-giving. If life doesn't seem like it's going too well right now for whatever reason, or we're not feeling filled with vibrant life, maybe we need to be more open and more giving and more loving, especially to the least of us.